Goodoor,
there she is,
are through to the semi-finals by the skin of their teeth. They've beaten McCool's here by a single point, 14 points to 110. High drama in the second half, and McCool's were oh so close to causing a huge upset in the quarterfinals of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Championship. It did, of course, come down to Oisin Gallan, but Oisin Gallan's kick went out to the left and wide after Neil McGee was sent off for a second yellow, and that was a chance to tie up the game and possibly extra time as well. Oisin Gallan has been a star player for McCool's today. He actually kicked 1-9 of their total. He got that penalty as well. As I speak, there's a few players getting involved in a bit of pushing and shoving and a bit of a schmozzle over on the far side of the pitch, but the referee's in there and a few players in there as well, just trying to calm things down. But as I said, Oisin Gallan, certainly a man of the match performance from him today, but it wasn't enough to get his side through to the last four of the competition. The story of the game, well, at halftime it was 8 points apiece. Gallan, in that opening half, had contributed 6 points for McCool's, three of which came for free. But the top scorer for Goodoor was Ethan Harkin. He had half of the contribution in that first half, kicking over 4 points. The likes of Kane Mulligan, Neil McGee, Dara Boylan, Eamon Collum also got in the act as well. And the only other scorers in the first half were Chad McSorley and Luke Gavigan. On the 14th minute, McCool's were leading by 4 points to three. But then Goodoor raced out to a 7-4 lead. McCool's got back into the game, and it was them that hit the last three scores of the half, coming from Oisin Gallan to tie it up at the break. On the scoreboard, it didn't light up in the second half. It was a tetchy affair, and by the time we hit the 18th minute, McCool's were leading 1-9 to 9 points. Oisin Gallan with that penalty after Park Patton was pulled down by the goalkeeper Christopher Swinney, who got a yellow card and not a black. But it was top drawer stuff from Oisin Gallan as he knocked the ball in to the top right corner, and that gave McCool's a huge lift as they went three in front. But after the water break, Goodoor answered that. Niall Freel, Eamon Collum, and the substitute James Carr was his first touch, knocking over the ball on the half hour mark to make it 12 points to 1-9. But then Oisin Gallan once again edging McCool's in front as we entered the first minute of time added on with a free. But the last two scores came from Goodoor. Ethan Harkin came off the pitch after being, or came back on the pitch after being substituted to level up the game 13 to 110, and it was Kane Mulligan with the second point of the game and a very, very good score as well to win it 14 points to 110. But it's back to Oisin Gallan, who had that chance late in the game, 50 metres out, dead straight in front of the post. His kicking was sublime all day, but with his last kick of the match, it tailed out to the left and wide. He couldn't get the equalising score. He couldn't force extra time. It's Goodoor who go through in dramatic fashion, winning by a point. Martin McHugh.
Yeah, it was exciting stuff. We had to change the referee and everything at half time, Oisin, anyway. But fair play to McCool's. They really put it up to Goodoor. I suppose we had a wee bit of handbag stuff there at the end, and that's understandable. You have teams meeting each other a couple of times, you know, in a short period of time. They're going to get to know each other maybe too well in that there. And, you know, Goodoor will be happy enough to get over the line. They're in the hat, and that's important in their point of view now. Warren McNeillis, what's the story with him and Michael Carroll? Will they be able to get them back for next weekend? You feel looking at them today, they'll need them, but they probably know that themselves better than anyone. But look, it's hard to get going something, your hot favours and everything else, and things don't happen. I thought Kane Mulligan, the man who scored the last point, was the man who really took the fight when it was needed at a stage. And even then, Kevin Casty coming out and catching that high ball, Eamon McGee getting on a better ball, and you know, just there, McCool's will be happy, you know, disappointed not to get at least extra time out of it. But if you're depending on Oisin Gallan to get all your scores, basically they're going to need to get other scorers. They definitely, they've improved immensely, and if they keep improving, they're going to be a team that's coming. I was impressed with them both times I've seen them. They're big men and everything else in the workout, but they're just going to have to get more into their forward line to give a bit of help to Oisin Gallan up there, everything else. So look at the way it is, McCool's, you know, they'll be happy enough with what they've done and achieved. They'll be disappointed they didn't get over the line and everything else. From Goodoor's point of view, they're happy. They're in the hat. If you get through in a bad performance, it's better than going through in a great performance, because it's easier to keep going. Now, you look at it, and we look at it, you have to say, think that, you know, Goodoor struggled here today. Kilcare struggled last night. Niamh Connell were very, very impressive. Now, what's Eunice Bundoran going to be like tonight? But the important thing is to get into the hat to draw. But Goodoor are going to have to improve. But there is improvement in them and everything else. And it's better to have this game out of the system. Sometimes that's a good thing.
They were disjointed today, I think, Martin said.
Yeah, they just looked like they thought they were going to win the game, and the way McCool's played, it was difficult to play against it. And with a great day and the sunshine and everything else, it's not easy to break it down and everything else. But they showed character when Oisín Gallen got the goal. They showed Kerry to come back and kick them points afterwards. I mean, they showed what they were about afterwards and got 3 points to get level, and then they went a point down again and came back again. That's a good thing that came out of it from their point of view, and that's what they'll take from it and everything else. The other thing is they just made them mistakes that they're going to have to stop the next day. I just don't give away silly mistakes that they made to give away scores at the other end. But their big improvement needed, but you feel that it's in them. And if they, you know, meeting will say Heather, Niamh Connell or Kilcare, that they'll know that they'll have to improve, or whoever it is from the other semi-final, they know they have to improve. But thing is, they're happy, they're in the hat, and this is the kind of performance that I think helps you. And I think I'm not saying down here home, sometimes it's harder to play, it's easier to play at a neutral venue than play at home. And yeah, you know, maybe, you know, Kilcare showed that last night, maybe Gidor showed that today, and they might be more comfortable to go to Letterkenny or Balbuffet to play. But they're in the hat, and that's the important thing. But the big one is, we talk about it, Kilcare, how is Brian O'Donnell for Kilcare? How is Kieran Thompson for Niamh Connell? And then how is Owen McNeillis for Gidor, especially, and maybe Michael Carroll as well, but particularly Owen McNeillis. But Carroll's a mess there when you see it as well in that midfield area. That's the big questions. That's going to be the big questions. Is, you know, the injuries are going to make a big, because they're big players for the three teams. That I think that'll have a big call on the semi-finals.
Still to come tonight on Highland, we will of course have St Unions against Bundoran, and that match throws in at the Donal Park at 6 o'clock, and we'll have full match commentary on Highland Radio, and of course on highlandradio.com, and they will also be available in the Donegal streaming service by checking them out at donegalgaa.ie, and you'll be able to organise your stream for tonight of the last of the quarterfinals. So there's still lots more action to come. Will the fourth side off the top four make it through to the last four? We've already seen Niamh Connell, Kilcare and Gidor progress. Who will be next under the hat for the semi-final draw? As we leave Mahra Gallen in the sun, it is Gidor who are going to the last four. That's a huge test for them. McCool's losing out right at the death, but it is Gidor who advanced on a final score of 14 points to 110. As we leave you, Niall Friel's got man of the match.